proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. As we continue looking at the death penalty in biblical Israel, we will look at capital punishment for sexually related sins. Under the Mosaic Law, God did mandate the death penalty for a number of sexually related transgressions. The study will list several such offenses. We start with looking at rape. Rape involved the carnal knowledge of another person apart from his or her consent, whether that consent is applied or assumed. A notable example of this occurs in the book of Genesis. In Genesis 34, the Hivite prince Shechem, quote, took her, Jacob's daughter Dinah, took her and lay with her and defiled her, unquote. Note that the author of that passage has observed that Shechem, quote, had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done, unquote, implying that his offense, which occurred before the giving of the Mosaic Law, that Shechem's offense was recognized as being worthy of death. In the Mosaic Law, we find this provision contained in Deuteronomy chapter 22. Quote, if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die, unquote. Such a statement seemed to absolve any raped woman from being found guilty in her own rape. Fornication and adultery comprised two more sexually related sins that warranted imposition of the death penalty. The two crimes are slightly different one from another. Fornication usually denoted an illicit sexual union between a man and a woman, whether either were married or unmarried. Adultery, by contrast, depicted a similar act performed by a man or a woman who was married upon another man or woman. According to Deuteronomy chapter 22, if a woman accused of fornication was unable to provide evidence for her innocence, quote, the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, unquote. Furthermore, in the 20th chapter of Leviticus, God decreed that, quote, the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress, shall surely be put to death, unquote. Incest is another sexually related crime that merited the capital punishment under the Mosaic Law. It involved the existence of a sexual relationship between closely related family members. The 20th chapter of Leviticus listed several such connections, including intercourse between a father and his daughter-in-law. Under these connections, Israelites needed to inflict capital punishment on those who practiced them. The Mosaic Law also forbade sodomy, that is to say, sexual relationships between the members of the same sex. Again in Leviticus chapter 20, God stated that, quote, if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them, unquote. Bestiality, defined as having sexual relationships with animals. Bestiality constituted another offense punishable by death. In Exodus chapter 22, God declared that, quote, whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death, unquote. He reiterated this injunction of Leviticus chapter 20, stating that, quote, if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, unquote. Why the prohibitions against sexually related sins? The practice of these evils tended to erode the family connections necessary for a flourishing society. Allowing for sexual deviancy in any form would have led to the destruction of the Jews as one nation under God. You can understand why God set prohibitions on sexual deviancy. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.